Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen. And coming up right around the corner is the Houghton County Fair. It's, of course, one of my favorite times of the year. I kind of like when summer is starting to close, so I don't end up, that part doesn't bother me. But it's also the time that the the fair gets going. It's a great time of year. I love the food, the different games, the rides, of course, I love, and the shows, the fair pageant, just everything about it. So here's a chance to talk about it. I have with me right now in studio Bonnie DeCare Jones. She is the secretary of the Houghton County Fair Association. Bonnie, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you so much for having us again. I enjoy coming here every year and letting the people know what's going on at our fair.
This is, of course, one of the things we look forward to all summer long. You know, for some, it's a bittersweet thing because they know it's, the schools are going, kids are going back to school here right around the corner. But at least they get this last sort of fun hurrah leading right before Labor Day.
Yes, and it's later this year. It's usually the third week, but because of the way Labor Day and everything ran, it's the last weekend in August this year. So.
Now, let's just kind of recap a little bit on last year. How was the fair last year?
The numbers were good last year. Well, we were a little down on animals, but we had lots of exhibits, so people had a lot of things to look at. Lots of rides. We had a new carnival last year, so we had a lot to offer everybody.
Yeah, I missed last year's. I was out of town during the fair weekend, so I'm real disappointed about that since I like going down there. I'm one of the ones that will go buy the all-weekend pass. I know there's like tickets for rides and stuff, but it's sort of like when I go to a buffet. I don't want to feel cheated. I want to get as much food out of the buffet as I possibly can. So when it comes to tickets, even if I would never spend the amount of tickets I would buy, I don't want to have to count my tickets. I want to be able to ride whatever I want, whenever I want, and how many times I want. So again, I tend to gravitate towards the passes that allow me to do that. And we're going to talk about what those would cost in order to get those, plus the prices for tickets and other things going on at the fair as well later on. Bonnie, but first, why don't you talk about the main attractions?
Okay, we've got Spectrum coming back again as our carnival, and they're supposed to be bringing some new rides, and we will be spreading out a little more this year. We'll be utilizing the field between the Cyclone Fence and the Little League fields on the north end of the fairgrounds. We'll put additional rides up there, so there's going to be a lot of rides for everybody, and they're actually going to put up an additional ride ticket booth to alleviate some of the waiting line to buy tickets and to get on the rides. We also have the Monster Truck Throwdown again this year. The trucks coming will be the Ice Cream Man, the Exterminator, Reckless Drivin', and one more that's going to be announced later. Following them will be the 4x4 truck tug-of-war again. It'll be at the halftime entertainment for the monster trucks. And we're looking for anybody who wants to register their 4x4 truck to enter the tug-of-war. They can call Will Dorman at 370-0486 in order to register for the 4x4 truck tug-of-war. We're doing the usual coming back motocross race, the farm tractor pull, off-road derby. This year, the cars and trucks will be separated for the off-road derby. And we're also doing demolition derby with cars only this year. Circus Among Us is coming back again. They will be in the indoor, putting on acts in there. Whispering Pines Mobile Zoo will be back. We're having bingo again this year on the Midway, but this year it will be run all day Saturday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And we thank the volunteers from the Chassel VFW for that one. Great Lakes Timber Show is coming back again thanks to a very generous grant provided by Plum Creek Foundation. So they will be putting on shows four times a day. New this year, you got to come see this. This is Marvelous Mutts and Dock Diving Dogs. They'll be performing several times a day on the Midway. I guess they must be water dogs because they like water. And then also local dog owners will be able to show their dogs this year. We're having our first ever Copper Country Humane Society Keweenaw Minster, referring to Westminster, dog show. It's going to be just a fun dog show. So just bring your dog on Sunday, and it's just fun stuff. It's nothing that's hot and heavy or whatever. It's just everyone's going to have fun. And we'll also still have the Queen competition on Thursday night. We've got Katarina Hansen, Madison Butkinen, Skylar Grathoff, Ali Pakala, Brianna Foreman, Sophie Rowe, and Alexis Aho are running for Queen this year. We're having the Junior Market Livestock Auction again on Saturday at 4:30. Please, everybody, come, and if you don't want to buy something, at least show your support for the kids, because we have a whole lot of animals this year. I think we have 7 beef steers, 21 market lambs, and 11 market hogs. And also they are going to auction off a quilt for the 4-H endowment at the same time. So if you ever have tasted fair meat, it is the best you can get. And there's no growth hormones, there's no drugs, there's no nothing in these animals, and it is really, really good. You can go in with 4 or 5 of your friends and buy a lamb or buy a hog. Whatever you want to put together, we'll work with you. Unfortunately, this year, we are not going to have any fowl of any kind at the fair. They had a case of avian influenza in several surrounding states, and they decided, the state of Michigan decided that they were going to cancel all exhibitions, fairs, shows, whatever. No fowl of any kind is moving in the state of Michigan. So we'll have no chickens, ducks, geese, turkeys, nothing this year. But there will be exhibits, educational displays in the poultry barn for people to see, and we're going to probably have lots of bunnies again. So,
well, the bunnies are good.
We'll fill the barn with bunnies, and then we also have I've heard alpacas coming in this year.
What is that?
It's kind of a miniature llama. They're kind of a smaller version of the llama, and I saw them first time this year at the Berriga Fair. So they're coming, the lady that owns them is bringing them to the Houghton County Fair, too. So we'll see llamas, alpacas, I mean, for the first time at the Houghton County Fair. So we're inviting everyone to come out and enjoy all of our exhibits, entertainments, and vendors. The changes to the horse events this year, we have canceled the open horse show because of lack of interest, and we've changed everything around to now Thursday will be the open horse show speed events. Friday is the horse jumping show. Saturday will be the cowboy challenge, which is basically a kind of sophisticated trail class where they have to go through obstacles, and whoever does it in the best way, fastest way, will win the class. And after that, a cowboy challenge will be the open horse show fun classes. It's just going to be fun stuff. No fancy saddles and no fancy show horses. It's just everybody come and have fun. And then Sunday is going to be the youth horse show again. Like I said, the livestock auction. We have Butch Patient again coming. He always, every year, donates his time to us. We really appreciate. He does a heck of a good job getting everybody to bid, and he gets the best money the kids can possibly get. And these kids have worked all year long to get these animals ready for this. They buy them in the, like the steers, they buy them like last fall, and then they have to maintain record books. They have to keep track of how much feed they bought and how much everything that they ever put into that animal is logged in this book, so that at the end, when they sell the animal, they can figure out what their profit is on this market animal. And it teaches the kids marketing skills. So Like I said, we have 7 beef, 21 market lambs, and 11 market hogs. So make sure you come and support our kids at the fair this year.
And if you find out that you just have too much meat after you buy one of those animals, I'll be happy to take some off your hands. If your freezer's not big enough, I would not be able to purchase one myself. Not only would I not know what to do with it once I got it home, it would probably live in my backyard and be my daughter's pet. So,
well, actually, they don't leave the fair. They get loaded on a truck and get taken down to Rainbow Packing in Escanaba. And when you buy an animal, they have forms right there at the auction site where you fill out how many steaks you want, how thick you want them.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't have to take care of them once you buy them.
I never knew that side of the process.
A market animal is not taken home as a pet. It's a market animal to be used in consumption.
Oh.
And so, like I said, we have the forms all there, and if you buy lamb, pig, or a cow, they've got different forms that you can designate how many steaks you want, how much hamburger you want, how you want this animal cut up, and then they will cut it up down at Rainbow Packing Company, and it's so much per pound to cut it up, but they do a really, really nice job. I've seen their packaging jobs when they're done, and they do a really nice job on getting these animals. And it's usually about 2 to 3 weeks following the fair then that the meat all comes back, and that you can get the meat then.
See, that the fact that I'm a kind of a dumb city boy really kind of showing there. I thought when somebody bought that hog that somebody was going to have a nice pig roast coming up later that weekend, if they were able to take care of Wilbur at home. I didn't know that's what happened. So, that's interesting. That's why I like doing this show, is I learn a lot of things just by, sitting in this chair and asking questions. So I wonder how many people else felt the same way I did. I didn't know how that happened, but okay. Animals are involved in a lot of things here at the fair, and I love that. From the horses, you mentioned this sort of laid-back dog show. Well, I'm the owner of a purebred Basset Hound that's just over 1 year, and she'd never make it in a real dog show. We're too much of a spoiler, but boy, I bet this would be a lot of fun. That some of that who are normal dog owners with a great dog, everybody melts when they see this dog. I'd love to be a part of that.
Oh, they've got all sorts of goofy classes, like the funniest marked dog and the funniest looking dog, and just funny classes. It's not going to be confirmation or who's the best confirmation. It's going to be fun classes where, like you said, with your dog, you and she will go in there and the both of you will have a great time visiting doggy friends and human friends.
Do you have to register ahead of time for that?
No,
you just show up with your dog and sign up and go, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds great. The Houghton Queen pageant that is always a very good show.
Very.
And I like that they have a talent portion to their show, so you get to see the girls in action. Mm-hmm. And it seems to be how many contestants did you have this year?
I think it's 7.
7?
Yeah. Yeah, we have 7 girls this year, and it seems like every year you don't think you're going to get anyone better than last year, and every year they come back and they're better. We have some really, really beautiful and talented young ladies here in the Copper Country.
Talking right now with Bonnie DeCare Jones. She's the secretary of the Houghton County Fair Association. Let's take a moment here to talk about how you can support the fair by buying your passes and your tickets.
Yeah, we have prior to the fair, you can get early discounts. The tickets before the fair, if you buy them, the adult 4-day pass is $15, and at the gate it's $20. The youth 7 to 15, prior to the fair, is $8, and at the gate is $10. The daily gate fees, adults are 7 for just a daily pass. Youth 7 to 15 is 5, and 6 and under is free. And the one-day family pass, which includes 2 adults and 4 children 7 to 15, is $20. And I have a cute example that I had last year happen to me. I was in the ticket booth, and a young lady came up with like three little young children, and she said she wanted tickets to get into the fair. And I said, well, okay. I said, for you, it's you know, $20. And I said, and I looked over the window ledge, and I looked at the little girl, and I said, and you're free, and you're free, and you're free. And she looked right up at me with these huge, big brown eyes, and she says, no, I'm not free. I'm four. So, okay, I said, you're four, but you still get in for nothing.
That's good. I guess it's good to point out, now, this gets you into the fair, so you can enjoy the shows. The rides are something separate. You'll be buying
tickets
through
them. All of our entertainment on the indoor stage, everything is included on your gate pass. But if you want to do any rides or buy any food at any of the vendors, that's extra.
Hmm. And that's where the kids are going to end up going eventually. So you'll stop by there and buy your tickets or your wristbands. However, they have that set up there. Two ticket booths or an extra ticket booth this year. So that will help with the long lines. Those lines can get long. If you're like me, I recommend going during the daytime because, you know, if you want to, you know, before the kids wake up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, head out there early and ride all you want without having to, you know, wait in the long lines. If you're trying to get, hit those last rides and it's 9 o'clock at night, it's going to be a little tougher to kind of hit those.
6, 7, 8 o'clock at night, it is wall to wall teenagers. On the midway.
And I fit right in.
And oh my gosh, they have lines that are unbelievable to all. And it's the wilder the ride, the bigger the line is. And the people on the board were walking around looking at the different rides going, there is no way I would get on that thing. It twists and it turns and it, you know, it's like, no. And the kids were just piling onto this thing. And there was a long line waiting to get onto this crazy ride that just absolutely twisted your body to nth degrees.
One of the reasons why I've enjoyed going to the fair, too, is, I like being outside, but I need a break every now and then. And that you have the arena there and so much going on inside. And then, of course, with the different animal exhibits and too, that you can go that are under a roof. What you have going on in the arena, we mentioned the pageant that happens in there, but usually there's food and there's vendors and other things going on constantly under that roof.
Yes, yeah, we've got vendors in there selling things. We also have indoor stage entertainment. Just to name a few, we have Brett and Frisk, Mike and Megan Urbis from Ontonagon, Rolling Thunder, Tom Cataline, Mike Keating, and the Kvyat Dancers. They're all in the indoor arena at various times during the fair. So there's always something going on.
Now I think you might have a guest behind you. Do you know the person over your shoulder?
Yep.
Yeah, are they joining us for the interview, or we're just gonna?
Yes, he. I have already mentioned his name on the Will Dorman on the truck pull.
Okay.
If he wanted to come in and talk.
Yeah, okay. Give us a second here. We're going to give him a mic here. Now you're going to have to, just come on in here and use her mic for right now. Tell us who you are.
Will Dorman.
Hi, Will. Now what are you doing at the county fair?
On Saturday, I'm going to be putting on the truck tug of war at the intermission of the Monster Truck Show.
Oh, that's a lot of fun. I mean, it. You know, not just for the kids, but, you know, as a grown-up kid myself, boy, is it great to see.
Well, it's good to have, something for the locals that can relate to somebody they might know, and during the big show there.
It's pretty wild, and I know it's got to take a lot to get that track ready.
They do, Tim and his gang, they get it set up for the monster trucks that come in, and then we kind of get a carve out our little corner and have our tug of war games, but it's a lot of fun.
You get a nice crowd there. And what I like about, seeing that show, is that there is a lot of space. You get a good view of what's going on.
Yeah, it's very open. When we wait while the monster trucks, do their first half, we're up on the hill there. excellent seats. And of course, the track itself, the bleachers are set up to where it's so open, and the crowd gets a very good show. There's not a bad seat in the place.
Now, is this something that people can still take part in? I know we're coming up on the fair. Is it kind of too late, or can, you know, if you, this is something you do and you like to be in?
There are still openings. The entry blanks are in the fair book, or you can get a hold of Carol in the fair office, and we can still get you signed up. We're about half full. We're going to 16 this year, so there are still some openings. We'd love to have everybody in. There's always a mad rush at the 2 days before the before Saturday. It's best to get in before then, though.
Yeah, I've mentioned before on this show that I have a great vehicle for the Demolition Derby next year. I have a 20-year-old Cadillac. I call it the Mad Caddy, and it's very rusted and probably won't function as a road vehicle for very long. But you know, it might be a good candidate to get smashed up.
Well, Art would probably like to, you know, to see you come down there. So
I won't be driving it now.
Oh, okay.
I'd be looking for a sub, you know, stand-in driver for that thing. But, yeah, the Demolition Derby, of course, is always a big draw. What day does that happen? That's towards the end.
That's on Sunday.
That's on Sunday.
Yeah, the Derby is on Sunday. And I got my little deal here. Let's see. 2 p.m.
Okay. And, you know, so it's another great reason, just, you know, even if you think you've seen it all, come Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, come back out on Sunday, you see the Demolition Derby. And from what I remember in the past, it's one of another really well-attended event.
Oh, yeah. Had a good crowd last year. I was helping out a little, and there could be fires, there could be cars getting tipped up. If you just like the general ravage of a car, it looks like a crushed up can when it's done. It's a good time, though.
WWE on wheels. All right, Bonnie, let's go back to you, because I want you to talk about who makes the fair possible and, you know, and give them their due.
Oh, we could never put this fair on if it wasn't for all of our volunteers. This fair is put on by our volunteers. They tried counting it a couple of years ago, and it's like 400 people that we have putting things together, like the open indoor and the youth. We have supervisors, superintendents, and we also have volunteers bringing things in, setting things up, getting judges, helping the judges to judge all the different items. And then after they're all judged, they have to be put on for display. We have people helping with all the animals. We have superintendents, plus those superintendents have helpers because we have to get the barns ready. I just a couple days ago hauled a pallet of shavings over to the fairgrounds, and we had to dump one bag in each stall so that everybody had shavings to start with. And so it's a lot of little stuff that has to come together. People just come to the fair and see the end result, but there is so much. We start already in January for the next year's fair, because some of our members go down to what's called the MAF, Michigan Association of Fairs and Exhibitions Convention, in Grand Rapids every January. And down there, they have showcases of all different acts that you can try to book for your fair. And a lot of them are booked 2 and 3 years in advance. Mm. So you try to get the acts that you can afford, and you get them booked in January, and then you're all set for your fair in August. We had most of our entertainment booked already 6 months ago. Mm. So it's a lot of buildup to get to it. And then once it starts, it just seems everybody's running around like chickens with their heads cut off, although we can't do that this year because of the avian flu. But it does seem to, once it starts rolling, it just rolls. And everybody says, oh, it's going to be such a disaster. This is going to go wrong. That's going to go wrong. And nothing seems to go wrong. You know, we may have a glitch here and there, but it all ends up coming out in the wash.
Well, everybody does such a terrific job. I've been to a lot of fairs throughout the state, big, you know, city fairs. I've been to the Michigan State Fair downstate. Obviously, those are huge. With a lot, you know, big, massive budgets and things, and a lot of people working on it. But as far, we talk often about how we got such a, you know, small town feeling here. The fact that our small town puts on a fair of this high quality with these many things to do just says a lot about the people that are behind it. Again, thank you to yourself and to all the people, to Will, for the work that you're doing. It's going to be another great year. My guest this segment has been Bonnie DeCara Jones. She is the Secretary of the Houghton County Fair Association. Fair starts on Thursday, so get your tickets in advance if you want to save some money. And definitely get out and enjoy all every day of the fair. Bonnie, thank you for coming on the program.
Thank you for inviting us again.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.